Today is the first Saturday in July of 2023. Does that seem possible, Robert, that it's July already?
It's weird.
I mean, it feels hot enough to be July.
Yeah,
but for it to actually be July doesn't seem quite right.
No, it doesn't. But that's okay.
Was I here for April?
You were. It went by in a blink. It went by about 10 minutes ago.
I don't remember it. Weirdness. It is another Saturday, which means it's time for another place-by-place fishing report featuring... Did I say fishing report? I think I did. Featuring your very own Robert-ering, Luca Witzering, here to talk about what's been biting in the area as we go through the harbor place-by-place, starting with the Peace River and ending up basically back in the same place again. Bob,
yes,
would you like to kick this thing off with the Peace River?
Sure. It's slow. I have no reports.
No reports.
None. Well, not on any section of it, really, this week.
Back a month ago, you said this would be an only okay spot for the next 4 months or so, so I'm guessing we have several more months of that.
Yeah. Unless you want to go catch gar. I'm sure they're cooperating. But other than that, it's going to be a long, slow next 4 months up there.
And if you do want to go catch gar?
I would use like a frozen whitebait or a chunk of little piece of finger mullet about 6 to 12 inches underneath a bobber.
They do like that, but it's hard to hook them.
It is. What's your suggestion?
Shred yourself a piece of rope.
Yeah?
Yeah. Piece of nylon rope. Shred it up and fish it like basically like a jig or almost like you would fish for barracuda, except slower.
Okay.
If you fish it for barracuda, you're usually fishing fast to try to get them to chase it, and gar just don't have that speed level.
No.
So they're going to be a little bit slower. But fishing it with enough weight but also a float, so like a weighted popping cork is great, but you don't need the pop, so sometimes I turn it around backwards.
Oh, there you go. That works. I like that idea.
And they like it. They like to chase after it. Especially if it's got a little bit of color to it, the red or the orange.
Right.
About 6 or 8 inches worth of shredded rope, and they get it stuck in their teeth, and they have a hard time letting go. So you just kind of reel them in.
It's got to be fun to try to get them off.
Well, it can be a little bit of a problem.
Yes.
You can actually shake them free if you're going to release them, but if you're going to keep them, then, you know. They'll usually fall loose once they hit the bottom of the boat and start flopping.
Shake him free. Remove all of his teeth.
No,
then they have a funny smile at that point.
It does not pull their teeth out to shake him free like that.
Oh, okay.
That would be just harsh.
Would be.
All right.
Bunch of gummy gar out there.
Moving on to the Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
Same thing. I got nothing there. No report.
Okay.
A couple guys put in there to come down the harbor, but that was it.
41 Bridges Live, Oak Point Park.
Oh, let's see. They've been getting a couple baby bull sharks, a couple of trout, some mangrove snapper, snook at night, and a couple of short cobia. But that is it. A couple guys have been seeing some black drum, but not hooking any. Been an okay spot if you want close and convenient, but not good fishing.
Well, if it happens to be close and convenient to you, if you're listening to this from Englewood, then it's not very close and convenient, is it?
Nope, that's true. You got a good point.
We always have that mindset that what's close and convenient to us is close and convenient to everybody. It doesn't work out that way.
I'm talking right from here, so that's why it kind of is relevant to
out of my mouth. Here we sit in the world headquarters of Fish and Franks in downtown Charlotte Harbor. The bustling metropolis on the water here.
Uh-huh.
So it is convenient to us if we were to go fishing right now.
Yes.
Live Oak Point Park would be one of the closest places for us to go.
Right.
But not everybody is listening from right here.
This is true.
Because if they were, we wouldn't need to record this. We would just sit here and talk to them.
Right. Nice. Smart aleck.
Don't start with me.
I know. Wouldn't start anything. There wouldn't be any problems.
All right. Now, you said they're seeing black drum, but not catching them?
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing that hanging out in groups thing. One group will actually eat, the next group will just ignore everything you do. Pretty okay. normal. Pretty normal.
So what do you do then? Just jump in and noodle one?
Yeah. You can try.
It'd be cool.
Yeah. No, I'm good with that.
Just don't reach in there too deep.
I will pass.
They got those...
Crusher plate.
Crush a whole blue crab.
Right.
Don't know what they would do to your hand.
Be interesting.
It would be interesting. If somebody would like to conduct that experiment, I will run the video. The Lashley Pier is closed until further notice due to hurricane damage. The Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier, a couple of small bull sharks, and one short cobia. And other than that, it's been very quiet. Even when you and I took a little walk out there the other day, it looked a little quiet.
Yeah.
Not much activity.
Well, it's a little shallow.
It is.
And it's a little warm. So.
That it is.
If I were going to fish there, I probably would not even consider it during the day. I'd just be going out there for nighttime, maybe early morning.
Right.
But that would be it. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Been some snook in the evenings and early mornings. A couple of small mangrove snapper. One guy actually caught two trout off of there the other day. One silver and one speckled.
Okay.
That was kind of neat. He said, I caught a trout without spots on it. Okay, let's see the picture. Sure enough, silver trout.
Don't see too many silver trout around anymore. For those of you who are newer here, silver trout used to be a pretty reliable wintertime fish. You could also catch them in the summer in some of the deeper spots. And the cool thing about them is they taste just as good as a speckled trout, but there's no bag limit or size limit.
Right.
We used to go out there and we would catch sometimes a couple dozen of those things on a trip. And now hardly ever see them.
The last time I caught one was with you and Mr. Kasperzak. Remember we got into a bunch of those at one time?
That's probably been like 10 years ago, dude.
Yeah, that was the last time I caught one. It was a few minutes ago.
Yep. All right, the Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals.
Let's see, there's a lot of black drums swimming through them.
Are these cooperating better?
Some of them are, but it's just, once again, they're kind of in that social mood, so... One group will actually cooperate, the next group will not. You know, so it just depends. But they're running anywhere from 20 to 50 pounds. Let's see what else we got going on. There's been quite a few small snook. A couple of canal systems have got a lot of juvenile tarpon that have actually been semi-cooperating.
Okay.
You know, and I say that because somebody says, oh, I hooked one. Oh, I landed one. And I hooked two in the same day, you know. So that's more cooperative than normal.
Okay. Did they happen to mention what they were cooperating on?
The one guy was shrimp, and the other guy said he was getting them on paddle tails. So just kind of, I don't know. I mean, if you can hook more than one tarpon in a day or do it 2 days in a row, I consider that a serious win when it comes to juvenile tarpon.
For sure.
So, and I got nothing else in there, really. I haven't heard of any much of snapper or sand bream or anything like that yet.
Okay.
It's just blooming hot.
The numbers of snook?
Most of them are small. Decent numbers, but they're all pretty small. I mean, I'd just be, the only thing I would be concentrating on, personally for me, I'd be soul trolling on my way out and my way back in, but that'd be about as much as I would be doing in the canal system unless I wanted to catch a black drum. I would not be trying to waste my time with trying to catch the snook that are in there, because, once again, too small, most of them.
Understood. How about the L. Jobin Pier?
A lot of snook there at night. Nighttime, they've actually been cooperating. Been a handful of juvenile tarpon in the morning there. Some mangrove snapper. And one guy actually did catch a trout, and he saw another guy catch two trout when he was out there the other day in the morning. So it's not bad. Definitely not great, though. I like fishing El Jobin a lot. But there again, having the time, making the time to do it has been tough.
Yeah.
Because that's been a minute since I've actually fished that. Like, seriously fished it. Stopped there a couple times just to make a couple casts coming through.
But that's not quite the same.
No. The last time I seriously fished it, once again, was with you several years ago.
Back when we used to hang out and do things together.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you got too busy.
Well, you got too busy. You had to start up a bait shop again.
Yes.
And actually work for a living.
Your fault.
Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Been some Spanish mackerel down there close to Marker 8.
Not going to rehash this old history with you.
Couple of little bull sharks and black tips.
Get blamed for everything all the time.
So do I. So it works out both ways. what else? A couple guys have seen some tarpon rolling around out there, but not hooking them, and they're not. I wouldn't waste my time unless I was driving by and saw several roll. Then I'm sticking around for a few minutes because that's just what I'll do. But I'm not going to consume my whole day to that right little spot. But that'll be changing shortly. That'll be one of my first places I'll go to look for them at.
So it's coming.
It's coming. Well, if,
probably.
If Mother Nature does what it's supposed to do, yes. In theory, they should be starting to show up there in the next, probably, I would say, week to 10 days.
Because where we are now, it's the first as we record this. The full moon is the third.
Uh-huh.
So that means a big spawn happening.
Yep.
So but that's the last one.
That's the last big hurrah, and then a lot of those fish break apart and start to move in the harbor, work their way north towards Homosassa, Tampa. They just start to move all over the place.
They go everywhere.
But they mostly leave the pass, which is good. It's a very good thing. So now you can fish for them in the harbor here in the next week.
Yep, and it doesn't mean there won't be tarpon in the pass. That's one of the places that they'll scatter to.
Yeah.
It just means that instead of having, you know, a big blob of fish in one place and just a bare scattering of fish anyplace else, you get more like a thin, even coat of tarpon throughout the area.
Right.
And if you ask any painter, they'll tell you a thin, even coat is what you want. South Gulf Cove canals.
Nice. We got some tilapia, some Mayan cichlids, a couple of snook, and a couple of bass.
What have they been catching the cichlids on?
Worms. Quite a few kids down visiting their grandparents these last, I don't know, 2 weeks.
So we go through the worms?
Yep.
Worms. What else did you say? Bass and what? Did you say snook?
A few snook, yeah. A couple guys have seen some juvenile tarpon in a couple of those lakes there in Rotunda. I haven't heard of anyone seeing them in the Gulf Cove, but I'm sure they are.
Okay.
Just nothing super exciting, but if you wanted to try for the snook and the bass, I'd be taking some freshwater shiners and trying that out. That would be my first choice.
Okie dokie. The West Wall.
West Wall. Let's see. What's going on there? A few snook. Been quite a few trout on the bar and just on the outside edge of the bar. 3 to 6 feet of water. Most of them have been small, but they've been there. And then a couple of sharks, little guys. Black nose, sharp nose, and a couple baby bull sharks. One guy caught a baby bull shark while throwing a shrimp, jigging for the trout over there. He thought that was pretty neat. Especially since he thought he had the world record trout at first.
Mm. Yeah.
But it isn't great over there. It's just, it's good, but not great. Good stop on your way to or from your favorite spots.
Okay. So worth dipping a toe.
Yes.
The Cape Hayes Bar. You've been talking about sharks the last several reports.
Yeah, there's still a bunch there. The sharks, Spanish mackerel, ladyfish. That's really about it that I've heard of. Just those primary ones.
Well, the Spanish mackerel and ladyfish abundance probably explains the sharks.
Yeah, kind of does. Pretty surprising how that stuff works sometimes, huh?
Let's look at Bull and Turtle Bays.
Bull and Turtle Bay. Quite a few snook not cooperating very well, but they are catching them. Lots of groups of fish moving around, and I'm sure there's going to be far less this weekend in there.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got going on in there. We got the a few trout, quite a few bonnet heads, a couple of the small bull sharks. And then in turtle, there's actually been a handful of juvenile and teenage tarpon in there, especially back towards the to the left of the shack there in that deeper trough.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much everyone's seeing them, but not really hooking them, except for one guy. One fly fisherman went in there and put two in the air. Said one was about 60 or 70. He said the other one was about 10.
Okay.
So...
So but we call those small to mediums.
Yeah. He said he's been having fun watching them and trying for them. He's perfectly content just one taking it.
Well, if you're a fly guy, you really need to be content with spotting a fish and casting to it. If it turns towards your fly, that's a big bonus. And if it actually eats it, well, that just made your week right there.
Yeah. You achieved all of your goals there.
Never mind actually fighting it for more than 10 seconds and then landing the thing, that's nothing but cookies.
Right? That's true.
All right, Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
I got nothing there. And I'm not saying there's no fish there, I just got no reports, I guess would be the better way to put it.
Yep, no reportos.
Yeah.
All right, Gasparilla Sound.
A lot of little sharks. The sharp nose, black nose, those have been the primary ones. A few guys have been getting a few black tips, but not a lot. Ladyfish, Spanish mackerel. And then up a little bit closer towards shore, there's been a few trout, anywhere from 3 to 6 feet of water. And then a lot of people seeing the snook cruising the shorelines and even out across the open flats. One guy did say he saw, he couldn't tell if it was a nurse shark or a lemon shark, but he said it was probably about 6 or 7 feet long.
Cool.
Cruising along real just lazily. He said it never let him get closer to him, about 100 feet to it, but he could see the both dorsals sticking out of the water, so that's why he knew it was one or the other. My guess is going to be lemon, but...
That seems likely.
Seems more plausible, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
They do that sometimes, but they don't do it very often. Lemon sharks do it all the time. It's like their favorite thing.
It is.
Hang out and be highly visible and stick those dorsal fins up out of the water every now and then just to make sure they're getting your attention.
Yep. It's like a little flag. Hello. How you doing? We're right here.
Yep.
Pretty funny.
It's like, what are you doing, you 6-foot shark swimming in 2 feet of water?
Exactly what I can do.
And he's just all casual about it.
Yeah.
This is my life, bro.
Exactly.
All right. The Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass itself.
Well, let's see. Spanish mackerel. Some mangrove snapper. Been some night fishing of some snook. A lot of little assortment sharks. One guy did catch a couple pompano there at the docks right there by Gasparilla Pass.
Okay.
And there has been a few tarpon there, especially in the evening.
In the pass?
Around the pass and around the bridges.
We watched a guy fight a tarpon out there for maybe I don't know. We weren't there very long. We ducked our heads out the pass, and it was nice enough that we decided to go outside and run back down to Boca Grand Pass.
Yeah.
So we watched him fight it for maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes while we were in there. But looked like he was pretty well into it.
Nice.
So, and there were a couple other guys in there tarpon fishing. So I figured there must be some fish hanging out in that area.
Yeah. Yep. Pre-dawn or evening. Definitely would be the two times I'd be fishing right in that area.
Right. Well, this was about 8:30 in the morning.
8:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he could have been fighting it since pre-dawn. But
he could have been. I've seen some of these guys fighting fish. It's pretty hilarious.
Well, the thing is, I feel like some of them know how to fight fish better than they're actually fighting it. But they feel like they want to baby it because either it's the first tarpon that they've gotten to bite in there, you know, and so they don't want to lose it. Or else they realize, well, this might be the only fish I get to fight all day, so I'm going to fight it for as long as possible.
Yeah.
I don't know which. Both of those are bad plans.
Very.
I mean,
very bad plans.
It's bad for the fish, and honestly, it's bad for you as an angler, too. Because it really limits you from being able to go out there and do those other things. If one fish bites, that's a good indication that another one probably would have.
If you weren't playing around for so long with that one.
Because you know how these fish are.
Absolutely.
They sit, and they sit, and they sit, and they roll, and they tease, and they tease, and then suddenly when they bite, it's like, oh, hey, we've got a half an hour or an hour where these fish are going to feed.
Yeah.
So really what you should do is get that fish in as quick as you can, get it released, and see if you can add another one to your pile.
Exactly. That would be the most realistic thing to do, but what do we know about that?
Silly people.
What do we really know?
Nothing. We know nothing. Lemon Bay, stump past Indian Mound Park, and assorted areas in between.
There's been quite a few snook and trout over in there. I've had several guys tell me about it. And one guy actually posted something on the Inglewood Fishing Report sometime last week that he emailed me one that the guy was catching some trout out there. No big ones, but he caught a few.
Okay.
It's funny how many guys from that club either have their boat at Gasparilla Marina or just run their boat down there to go fish that area. Mm-hmm. Not as many people as you would think fish that area to give me good reports that are right there immediately in Lemon Bay. It's almost like it's a ghost. It's weird.
It is weird. I've always liked fishing Lemon Bay.
Yeah?
We've usually done pretty well in there.
Yeah.
I mean, not always. You get times where things get so murked up with all the boat traffic that nothing wants to feed or, you know, sometimes it gets hot in there because you only have the one pass to drain that water out. So especially the north end of Lemon Bay sometimes gets a little hot and stagnant. But there's some great fishing spots in there.
Yeah.
They get overlooked.
Been a long time since I fished up there. Probably longer than since you and I went fishing, period.
Right?
Yeah. It's been a wee bit of time.
All right. Snook and trout. Anything else?
That's it. That's all I got for reports in there.
All you've heard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you heard anything from the Anger Pier?
Yes. A couple of small sharks, bonnet heads, and quote-unquote black tips. Because I didn't see any pictures, so.
Right.
No real proof. A couple of mangrove snapper. A few juvenile tarpon at night, mostly being seen, not hooked.
Okay.
What the heck else? There's something else that's being caught there.
Was it snook?
Nope.
Was it sheep's head?
Nope.
Was it Spanish mackerel?
There you go. That's what it was. It was in there somewhere. It's just a matter of...
I cheated. I went back and looked at the previous reports and talked about the things that you've mentioned in the last few weeks.
Nice. So. Okay.
Lots of Spanish mackerel, a couple Spanish mackerel, random Spanish mackerel.
Random ones. Not a lot, just random.
Do, 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 do. Okay. That brings us to the Gulf of Mexico bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks. Tell me how the red snapper have been.
Let's see. They've been doing really good on the red snapper. 60 to 70 miles out has been where they're getting them in the 20-pound range plus. But most of your better fishing has been west-northwest of Boca Grande Pass, so off of Venice, off of Sarasota. That's by far where they've been doing the best. A lot of guys are finding their bottom buried up from Ian last year, and they're surprised that stuff's missing in 150, 160 feet of water.
Well, they shouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, when you can't see what's underneath the water, it tends to surprise you sometimes what's really there and what's really not there.
So if you're heading south, then basically you're starting out with nothing.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's been extremely slow out there.
And that doesn't mean that you can't catch fish. I mean, we send people out there all the time who don't have any spots and tell them, watch your bottom machine.
Yeah.
So you could certainly do the same thing if you are heading out from a more southerly location.
Yep.
You're just going to consider yourself to be new out there again.
Yep. No longer have your top secret spot.
That's all right.
Getting some good mangrove snapper out there. All the snapper are kind of segregated, so you're finding one reef has nothing but mangs, another one has yellowtail, and the other one has lanes. And then some of them, it's on one side versus the other. It's that time of year for that stuff.
Grouper reports?
Grouper reports been really tough. A few guys have been getting some nice red grouper, but most of the red grouper have been undersized, even out there at 45, 55 miles. A little tough. And you know what's weird is a lot of these guys have been going out there lately. I know that they prefer the natural bottom for the red snapper, but I haven't heard of any African pompano at all the last week with how nice the weather's been. Or permit, for that matter.
I've heard about a few permit.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard about the African pompano in the last couple weeks.
Yeah. It's kind of like it was on fire for a little bit and then just, psst, it's like a little flare. Foof. Done.
Well, that's what they do. I think those fish move around a lot more than people realize.
Oh, yeah.
Like amberjack.
Yeah.
Think about how amberjack, you know, everybody's suddenly catching big ones and then where'd they go? You know, the biggest amberjack we can find now is 27 inches. And that's it. That's all there is when we were getting 50-pounders last week.
Right. Yeah, it's like the shrimp. It's that time. We're moving. Disappear.
Any word on pelagics?
A couple guys have been seeing some dolphin out there, but that's it.
We're going to call
them. Well, I take that back. There has been some bonita blitzing out there on the surface. A couple guys did catch some bonita trolling out there. The one guy who saw the dolphin, I forgot about that, he did say they got into a couple bonita, and he said that was fun.
We're going to call him mahi instead of bonita. I'm sorry, I said a dolphin. It confuses people, especially when they're new here.
A fish of 27 different names? Come on.
Well, I get it, but the thing is that there's a much better known thing called a dolphin. So.
Yeah?
Mahi.
Okay.
And then when you see it for sale, either frozen at the grocery store or in a restaurant, they usually call it mahi. Because, again, they don't want the confusion. Very few people will call it dolphin.
I think dolphin would be more fun, especially if you put a picture of flipper.
Well, it could be. But, again, people become confused.
People are confused. I'm confused regularly.
People are confusing.
That's true. I'm confused on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I am too. But I kind of view it as part of the job of what you and I do to try to take some of the confusion out.
Okay.
That's why I get super frustrated when people want to add confusion back in. It's like, look, life is confusing enough without you trolling people and trying to make it more confusing while people are trying to learn. So, I don't know. I'm running out of patience for that at this point in my life.
Left click. Just gone.
So, mahi.
Okay, mahi it is. I'm still calling them Jewfish.
Well, that's fine. That one doesn't bother me.
Okay.
And that one's not really confusing, because you're not confusing it with anything else.
Right. This is true.
The Venice jetties.
They've been some nice snook at night. A few Spanish during the day, and a couple of mangrove snapper. One guy did put a tarpon in the air accidentally there. He was fishing for snapper, and it ate his shrimp.
Accidental tarpon are the best tarpon.
Absolutely.
By far.
Especially when you're fishing for little fish and all of a sudden an 80-pound fish launches in the air. You're like, world record snapper. Oh, no. What is that? Yeah. It's always fun.
Okay.
The sheer confusion and excitement. You know, it's all in a blink. Like your wife said, a lightning flash. Psst. Now, see, a million things right through the head.
But that's good confusion.
It is.
That's great confusion.
Absolutely.
Strongly recommend that.
Uh-huh.
Punarasa, no reports until further notice. Redfish, pass.
Nothing.
Nothing or no reports?
No report.
Okay.
There should be snook there. I'm sure there is snook there, but I got no reports. Unfortunately.
Okay, Captiva Pass.
Explaining that yesterday to one of our guys who lives down there. He comes to our talks every month at Luigi's. And he was asking me about the fishing reports down there. I'm like, well, you should go fish it so you can give me a report and let me know what's going on. He's like, yeah, I rely on you. He lives right there somewhere just south of Matt Lachey. Well, in Cape Coral.
Yeah, that's tough sometimes.
It is.
And you may have a pretty good idea, but you don't want to go around saying, well, this is happening there, even though I'm pretty sure it's happening there, but nobody corroborated that it's happening there, so...
Right.
Do I really want to say that's what's going on? Because I don't know for
sure. Yeah. No, I agree.
So, you do what you did for Redfish Pass. There must be snook.
There's
probably snook. It only makes sense that there would be snook, but... We have no corroborating reports.
True.
Do the best you can. Do you want to tell me about Captiva Pass now, or do you want to keep talking about whatever you were talking about?
Captiva Pass works good. Spanish mackerel, a few tarpon, some mangrove snapper. Been a couple of baby gag caught there. Guy caught like six little guys. I'm like, that's pretty cool. It's been a while since I've heard of those.
Excellent.
So that's always a good sign. Hopefully they can make it to 24 inches.
Hopefully.
Or at least maybe even over that. Let's see what else we got there. Some sharks. Black nose, sharp nose. At the end of my leash. Tearing it up.
Please stop breaking things. Well, you know what? Actually, forget it. You're the store manager. Break what you want.
It's already broke anyway. We still got to do that video.
We do need to do that video.
We got a few over there.
Break some rods.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how today goes. If not, we'll wait another couple weeks and try it.
Were you done with Captiva Pass?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay,
squirrel.
I guess we could move on to Boca Grande Pass.
Tarpon.
Boca Grande.
Tarpon.
Okay, but are they staying?
For a couple days anyway. With this full moon, they're going to be out there. Let's see what else we got. A few Spanish mackerel, a few mangrove snapper. A couple guys catching snook from right there off the shoreline. And that's it. Nothing else. Mostly everyone's talking in the tarpon. Which, that would be my dealer's choice. Oh, it was earlier, wasn't it?
It was.
You got three, though.
I took the rest.
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys took your two, and I just took the rest.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to make one best bet.
I know.
We are, of course, referencing the best bets that we did on our radio waterline show from earlier this morning, which I wish you could listen to, but you can't because I still can't get on my stupid website to update the stupid I can't talk about that right now.
Because your IT guy needs to be kicked in the shin.
I'm going to raise my blood pressure to the unacceptable levels. I need to just continue with this place-by-place report and think happy thoughts. Walk in the Gulf beaches
unicorns.
Between Sanibel and Venice.
Unicorns with snook behind them.
how about just snookicorns?
Oh, yeah.
What do I need a unicorn for?
Right. That's funny.
And then you have a snookasis, which has wings in addition to the horn.
Nice. Nice. What are we talking about now?
Walking the Gulf beaches.
Walking the Gulf beaches.
Surf fishing.
Blind pass. Stump pass. And all the Boca beaches. Lots of snook. I mean, I'm getting reports from multiple people with snook. A handful of whiting at all those places, too. Seems like some whiting have gotten a little bit better this year. A couple of bluefish, a couple of jacks, a couple of small sharks. Kind of a mixed barrage of stuff out there.
No big sharks?
No big sharks. Had a young kid in yesterday that I was teaching him his reel. He bought a reel and rod from us. He was going to go out with his cousin who has done land-based shark fishing, but he was going to go out for the first time, so I covered a few things for him. It was pretty cool. Told him I wanted to see pictures.
Right.
Yep.
And preferably not pictures of the stitches.
Nah, I like seeing stitches. They can go right into my good file of dumb stuff. I'm in it.
More than once.
Yep.
Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Got no report. None. Zero. Nada.
That's 2 weeks in a row, Robert.
Sorry.
Do better. The north end of Pine Island Sound.
Let's see. Lots of trout. Lots of small trout. A few Spanish mackerel. And a handful of sharks. Mostly all small sharks. I've heard of one good sized shark, period, this week. Well, two, I'm sorry, because that lemon shark. But that's it. Been a very, very quiet week. Quiet all around for big sharks this year.
Now, last week we had some big tarpon hanging out around here. Do we still have that?
Nope. Not that I've heard of. I'm guessing they're out at the pass.
Okay. Jug Creek Shoal and Bo Calilia.
I'm trying to think here.
Bo Calilia, as so many people want to pronounce it.
Yeah. Trout and Spanish mackerel mostly. Never heard of anything else. I mean, guys have been going down there looking for bait and getting frustrated. And you were fishing down there the other day and caught a bunch of little trout.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I haven't heard of anything else. Just those two fishes. I mean, there should be other stuff there, but
there
that's
should be.
The only two things I've heard of.
Burnt store.
My neighbor's going down there this morning, checking it out. Him and his wife like to fish down there.
Okay.
So I'm sure I'll get some kind of feedback from him tonight. Burnt store, lots of little snook along the sandbar. Literally on the sandbar. And then he also caught a half a dozen ladyfish. And one fish that he's pretty sure was a redfish, but it pulled the hook about 20 feet away when it came up and rolled. And that's the only thing he can figure that it was, because it had some pretty big scales on it, but it pulled the hook.
I'm just going to say it could have been anything.
Could have been anything.
Pirate Harbor, Cormorant Key, Sneaky Creek, east side.
Been a few trout out front, along with a bunch of bonnet heads. And then a couple of very short cobia. Pretty large area, but nothing. No real good feedback yet.
Okay. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
A couple of snook and a couple of jacks, but that's it. And those were guys that were just trolling in from Burnt Store. Pretty quiet in there.
Okay.
I still want to go in through that new pass and check it out. Have not been through it yet.
It's ugly.
I'm sure.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Most of them are. Got no report there at all.
Okay. The Punta Gorda Isles Canals.
Black Drum. Black Drum. More Black Drum. Oh, wait a minute. There's been a few snook, too.
Are the Black Drum eating anything?
Some are and some are not. They are summer fish. They're just kind of schooled up. A few guys are catching some nice ones, though. I mean, 30-pounders. Which is always fun. Not sure where Carly got hers. I don't know if they were on the Port Charlotte side or the PGI side. But that one she got was about 30 pounds.
And the snook?
Snook, most of them have been small. They're catching them mostly trolling when they're coming and going.
Gilchrist Pier.
Nothing. Nothing at all there.
No reportos.
None.
Alligator Creek Reef.
It's terrible. It's literally been slow. I mean, I got like four different people that have fished it. One guy caught three Spanish mackerel trolling it. Couldn't get any snapper to bite. Another guy saw some Spanish mackerel. Couldn't get them to bite. Everyone else just say they just didn't do any good out there. They didn't specify whether they just didn't catch anything or just caught little tiny stuff that they don't care to mention. But it's been tough out there. Just surprised the Spanish aren't on it heavier because a lot of those thread fins showed up out there.
The 20-foot holes.
A couple of tarpon.
Caught or seen?
Seen. And then Spanish mackerel. Caught. And a few small sharks. But definitely nothing to write home about. I would just look on your way out passing there, but I wouldn't spend any time hanging out there.
This brings us to the baitfish report. Now, you said something about threadies.
Yep, they're scattered all over the entire harbor. A couple few people told me about them moving in last week, which is good. Unless you want to go out and try to catch them for bait, which is bad, because they will die. And not because of a fish.
Well, depends how many you take.
Yeah, but even then, they're still really hard to keep in a live well. Those little guys are a little bit fragile-y. But I have not heard of any white bait, no pinfish. I've had four customers come in and buy pinfish traps this past week and a half because their traps got stolen. But nope, no reports of pinfish.
How about the white bait?
None. Zero. Haven't heard of anything. I mean, I know a couple people have been seeing them off the beach, but I don't know anyone who's been catching any.
Okay. Oddball baits? Butterfish? Whiting?
Oh, there's a ton of butterfish. They're mixed in with the thread fins. Well, they got a ton of them. Problem is, nobody really uses them for bait, and the handful that have used them for bait, very minimally successful with them. The sharks will eat them. Tarpon will eat them. Snook will eat them. But for some reason, people either just don't give them enough time or effort, something.
Okay.
Little weird.
And you mentioned we had whiting on the beach?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been doing good with the whiting, which is cool. Which I guess is bait and food fish all at the same time.
Yes, it is.
But that's a reach.
You're a reach.
I know.
Freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, retention areas, swales.
Well, lots of little bass.
Spillways.
Lots of little bass, mostly catching them on shiners. And then they're also getting quite a few tilapia and a handful of bluegill. I wouldn't say it's gangbusters for the panfish by any stretch, but they are getting at least quite a few tilapia in areas. And would you say the web closed down today?
Yes, the back half of the web is closed now. You can still go out and fish Webb Lake and the Marl Ponds. That area is still open. The gun range is still open. But once you get past, what is it, seaboard grade, I want to say, the gates are closed as of today. So.
Because it gets a little too damp out there?
No. No, this has everything to do with them trying to prevent damage from off-road vehicles. That's the reason why they're closing it. It has nothing to do with water flow. Which is too bad, because the big pond in the back is starting to fill in real nice. And there's a lot of action going on back there right now. But if you want to get to it, you're going in on a bike or on foot.
Really?
Yep.
That's going to be forever now?
Except for during hunting seasons.
So they're going to still let them run over everything during hunting season?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Seriously?
Yes.
But they'll close it the rest of the time.
That's correct.
That's stupid.
Yes. Yes,
just
it is.
Shut it down altogether where you have to stay on the actual road itself.
That would have been the thing that would make sense.
It would. If you caught off no. that road other than just parked on the side of the swale,
yep,
you're done. You're getting a ticket. You're getting told to never come back. Whatever. Something. Both.
Yep.
But shut it down for this period of time and then still be able to drive over it during the season? No, that's dumb.
It's dumb.
But what do I know? Stupid.
Neither one of us knows a single thing.
Nothing at all.
The Tarpon Reports.
Okay. Pretty much the only places I know of, Matt, is Boca Grande Pass and out on the beaches. And, well, and Gasparilla Pass, too. But you got the full moon this couple days, which we've already mentioned. They're going to be real heavily concentrated around the passes in the evening. And then hopefully starting next week, if they follow the same rules that they've followed for a long time, should move into the harbor a little bit more.
And that's when we'll probably start doing our tarpon maps.
Yes.
On a regular basis again.
Yeah.
So... we haven't really needed to, since all the fish have kind of been stuck in the one spot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Pretty easy.
All right. Let's see. Save and close. Okie dokie. Do you have any words of wisdom to add to the tail end of this report? Anything that you really wanted to talk about that we didn't have a chance to? Any final insults to fling my way?
Nope. It's extremely hot out there. It's not going to get any cooler. Stay hydrated. Fish early. Come back early. Watch the thunderstorms. Mostly stay hydrated and try not to get sunburned.
And watch out for the moron boaters out there on these 4th of July holiday weekend. Technically, the holiday falls on a Tuesday, which means the holiday weekend started on Friday and runs all the way through Tuesday itself.
Right.
So an extra long holiday weekend filled with idiots in boats.
Yes. So a pleasant time.
A little extra caution is probably not a bad thing while you're out there on the water this weekend.
Right.
We are also in the middle of Operation Dry Water, which is searching for people out there boating under the influence of alcohol, which is a stupid thing to do. And if you decide to do it, then, hey, you know what? Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Enjoy your ticket.
Right. I like it.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Well, then say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.